Now that Chris Christie is done playing GOP presidential candidate, he returns home to New Jersey to find quite the financial mess. My first guest this week is one of many who say that, well, Christie himself created some of this mess, but it is within his power to make the financial state of New Jersey much more stable, starting with the state budget that he'll be unveiling shortly here to explain what some of the money pits are that New Jersey is dealing with and how to resolve them is the New Jersey State Director with Americans for Prosperity, Erica Jednak. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
And the website, of course, is AmericansForProsperity.org. In the upper left-hand corner, there's a little drop-down with the states. Of course, if you're here in New Jersey, you want to click on New Jersey. And if you're listening elsewhere on the stream, you click on your appropriate state as well. So, Erica, Governor Christie, like I said, he's back to reality and back to the job. And he has to present a budget plan this week, we should say. And what we're starting off with, I guess we could say, is the fiscal year 2016 budget, which is $33.8 billion. That's after he did line item vetoes of, I believe, about $1.6 billion around this time last year. However, the 2016 budget was an increase in spending from 2015 of about 3.1%. So that's not certainly the way we want to go with things, is it?
No, it's not. And there's some real big policy issues going on as far as pensions, transportation funding, as well as Medicaid expansion.
Let's start with the Medicaid expansion, because that is something which superficially and even initially seems to be a benefit. But if you look at the mechanics of the Obamacare Medicaid expansion, the cost for the state increases as time moves forward, doesn't it?
Correct. It'll cost the state more than $1 billion through 2022. The other important thing to remember about this is a lot of people think, okay, well, you know, the most needy will be able to have some safety net. However, Medicaid is actually a substandard form of care, and many doctors and providers here in New Jersey don't accept Medicaid, so it's restricted access.
And if I remember the statistics right, New Jersey ranks the bottom as far as what any doctors get back off of what the do for any Medicaid patient.
Yes, I was actually speaking with a doctor a couple weeks ago. She said that for a preventative care appointment, she received a check. It was something like 41 cents for a visit. So
wow.
It's not even worth the postage stamp to mail her the check.
And if you think Medicaid is just a wonderful thing, ask a Medicaid recipient about the challenges that they're facing and having to deal with trying to just get basic medical care. And I'm talking about the ones who truly need it, not the ones who try to game the system. But when you look at things politically, Erica, how can any politician say, well, you know what, we're going to restrict Medicaid? I mean, that just doesn't seem like something that's in any sort of political realm of reality.
You know, we have seen it from other states. And although I'm not so sure Governor Christie will withdraw from the expansion, we're definitely putting grassroots pressure on him until the budget addressed. And again, it would be a $1 billion savings. It's not just about the cost savings. It's also about the actual health care, right? We need to reform things. And this is restricted access, lower standard of care.
There were some who theorized that this whole modus operandi for embracing the Obamacare Medicaid expansion was just for, it was all about the money. I believe it was a $74 million check that New Jersey got for the Medicaid expansion, with the caveat being it did not have to all go to Medicaid. It went into that popular game we know as the general fund.
Right.
Talking with Erica Jednak, who is the state director in New Jersey of Americans for Prosperity. AmericansForProsperity.org is their website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. We should recall, too, Erica, out of all fairness, Christie has been known to backtrack on programs before. The Reggie program comes to mind.
Correct. And that was a really big battle for Americans for Prosperity here in the state of New Jersey. In fact, there was a bill just last year from some legislators who were looking to urge some rule changes with DEP. Fortunately, it was vetoed.
Now, the other major potholes as far as the finances of New Jersey are concerned, well, let's start with the pension system. It's a huge amount of debt, and the financial state of the state has forced the hand of the governor and the legislature to pare back on the payments that the state is obligated to give to the pension system. Are we to the point now when you look at the amount of debt and the deficit of the pension system where there is nowhere, the repair is almost impossible. There's got to be a transplant almost, as opposed to trying to heal the patient. You need to transplant the body parts into another body pretty much.
Yeah, there's no easy way to go about this, but we do need the right people to come to the table and discuss this. We're proposing let's move new employees, at the very minimum, new employees to defined contribution system. We're also open to hearing from the administration's plans about a cash balance hybrid system as well for new employees. So there are ideas floating out there. Part of that is some of the issues, some of the union influence that we have in New Jersey. I believe the unions are aware that we have a problem. We do need to make a greater payment into the fund and stabilize it. And so it's just about let's get the details together. At Americans for Prosperity, we also work with the Reason Foundation, which is working across the country in the weeds with this stuff. And they're getting pretty close to accomplishing pension reform in Arizona.
And I believe Pennsylvania did a defined payment system as well. Pennsylvania was pretty much facing not to the tune of the $80 billion that New Jersey is right now, but they were facing a sizable pension system deficit, and they seem to have been able to work a compromise deal.
Yet there's been reforms in Oklahoma, Rhode Island, a number of different states. I'll make a point as well. Here in New Jersey, the federal government, all federal employees were moved, new employees were moved out of pension many years ago. So if the federal government can already do it in the state of New Jersey, I know that the state of New Jersey can already do it. And part-time employees right now with the state of New Jersey are in 401ks, so we do have some infrastructure in place.
We're going to talk with Erica Jednak, who is New Jersey State Director for Americans for Prosperity. It's AmericansForProsperity.org, and in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage, you'll find a little drop-down menu with the states for New Jersey. Obviously, click New Jersey, and for your respective state, do likewise, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas, perhaps parallel with or maybe even bigger than because of the political weight that it carries, the Transportation Trust Fund, much like on a national federal scale, the New Jersey Transportation Trust Fund is going to run bone dry the end of June. And you look at the price of gas right now, it's now under $1.60 a gallon for the most part in New Jersey, approaching close to the $1.50 mark. Does it make the temptation for some, especially since the Democrats rule the roost in both houses in Trenton, of a gas tax attempt again?
Absolutely. I expect something to come out before June of this year. We did defeat the gas tax bill last session, which would have raised it an extra 25 cents on the gallon. This is coupled with the feds wanting to raise the gas tax as well. So gas prices might be low now, but if anything happens in the Middle East, they're going right back up.
And amidst all of this that we just touched on here, one of the ideas, really one of the mandates that continues to drift in the wind is education funding. It seems to be a lack of agreement how to get a formula, how to provide fairness, how to place responsibility on some of the money pits that call themselves schools. Is there any hope of any of that changing?
There is hope. I was actually at a school choice summit. I spoke on a panel about this just the other week in Jersey City. There was a number of legislators from both sides of the aisle there, as well as activists and advocates from around the state, mostly up in Newark and Jersey City. And they're interested in reform, right? Those public schools in Newark and Jersey City are not up to par, and students are failing. So parents are actually having their own revolution up there. And sometimes we talk about legislators not acting. Well, it really is going to have to come from the people, and I've been really excited to watch just the Parents Coalition in Newark come together there to put pressure on the legislators.
And it was just a few weeks ago, toward the end of January, it was National School Choice Week, which we talked about here on the show, and hopefully you as a parent of a school student took a little initiative to at least explore options, if not fully embrace them. So we'll wait and see what the governor shows up with on this coming Tuesday with a budget presentation and see what the plan goes from that point through the State House, and keep on top of this and other issues of economic sanity. You can visit the website for the for Americans for Prosperity. It's AmericansForProsperity.org. And for New Jersey, in the upper left-hand corner, the drop-down menu, click on New Jersey. If you're listening elsewhere, find your state. Find out what the happenings are, the facts of the matter are, in all things budget, spending, finances, and taxes in your state as well at AmericansForProsperity.org. We've been joined this morning by the New Jersey State Director, Erica Jednak. Erica, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me on.